Welcome to We the People. Delhi finally has a new government, but the tremors of this political earthquake are still being felt. In many ways, the Aam Aadmi Party has upended the old rules of politics. Can new parties really bring a real change to Indian politics like the Aam Aadmi Party has? What do old parties have to learn from the Aam Aadmi Party? How many of the Aam Aadmi Party's promises are viable? And with virtually effectively the youngest cabinet in the country, with its average age just a little over 40, is this finally the marker of a generational shift in Indian politics, the first really truly youthful political party to have been successful? On We the People today, we ask whether the Aam Aadmi Party represents a new and lasting shift in politics as we know it. And since we are talking about the youth, let me start with one of the most youthful faces of the Aam Aadmi Party, Raghav Chadha. How old are you? You look very young.
Well, I am young.
So make us feel old and tell us how old you are.
I'm 26.
So, see, that's what I mean. Now, and Joy, are you feeling suitably old?
Absolutely. Yes. I feel an ancient.
But that's the beauty of a new startup like the Aam Aadmi Party. People like me are given opportunity. People like Ankit are heading the social media
campaign. Yeah, Ankit sitting right next to me, of course, ran the Aam Aadmi Party's very successful social media campaign. And we'll be talking to him in just a moment. But I'll tell you why I asked you your age. Because one of the things that stands out is the kind of youthful energy. Now, you can be old and still be youthful in personality, but the Aam Aadmi Party is actually a young party. And I don't just mean the age of the party, I also mean the age of its members. Look at how young the cabinet is. Do you believe that's one of the distinctive markers that sets you apart? Or is it something else?
Well, we live in a country where more than 65% of the population is below the age of 35. So we are a young country. And people like me, people like Ankit, etc., which represent, you know, the aspirational youth, which represent the youth brigade of the country, are thinking of politics, are thinking of cleaning the politics, are thinking of a new type of politics, alternative politics. I think this speaks volumes of the kind of startup that the Aam Aadmi Party is all about, and we are here to establish new type of politics.
It's interesting that you use this corporate word startup.
Yeah.
And though you're bracketed as the sort of left of the left, but your party has shrugged off those labels. You said we're post-ideology. Do you think today's generation is actually non-ideological, and to that extent, the Aam Aadmi Party sees itself as non-ideological, even though other people don't see it as non-ideological?
Well, the Aam Aadmi Party fundamentally believes in being a pro-people party, a party which thinks about the last man standing in the queue. I mean, whether you want to, classify that as a right of center or left of center is entirely your prerogative.
How do you classify it?
I classify that as a centrist party, a party which believes that there cannot be a world without private enterprise, but at the same time also believes that the last man standing in the queue, his tears needs to be wiped out.
Nalin Kohli, what's the first takeaway as also a sort of younger politician? We're all roughly the same. None of us are as young as Raghav, so unfortunately.
With my premature graying, I'm worried whether I have a future now. The way you made an introduction.
No, but there is a point I'm making. And the point I'm making is whether this is a kind of youthful politics. Whether there is a generational shift. And I'll give you one figure. There were 11 lakh new voters this time, according to the Election Commission, compared to the last time. Do you think that the BJP lost, especially young people, because of the extraneous, the surround sound around what you promised was Vikas, the Ghar Vapsi, the Love Jihad, the conversions, the Sakshi Maharaj, the headlines you did not need?
There'll be many reasons. We'll have
to go back. You must have 1 week later analyzed one reason.
No, I've analyzed many reasons, but to be honest with you, no, I'm not. Because very simply put, I'll put it at the appropriate forum if I'm asked to.
Yeah.
And the party will reflect. It's not as if the BJP has not lost elections. We've lost a lot of elections. This one, as far as I see, is a phenomenal defeat, because after all, it's almost a whitewash for everyone. Second factor which you are saying is about the youth. While we more or less held on to our vote, compared to the last assembly, every other vote that even may have incrementally joined us in the Lok Sabha hasn't been with us, and it's shifted to the Aam Aadmi Party. So I'm not, by nature, prone to make instant analysis or arrive at early conclusions.
Is there something about the Aam Aadmi Party? Is there something about the Aam Aadmi Party that strikes you as distinctive?
No. Every party will have something different.
That is a grammar of a new political.
That's why I said I was coming to it, and I was going to use this word. When you say the grammar of politics and you look at it from a single election, I'm hesitant to arrive at that conclusion, because I recall in 2004, everyone said we lost the election because of India Shining, and that we were looking only at the BJP,
yeah.
was looking only at the cities. Whereas when we analyzed it, we won all our seats in rural India and actually lost out all the cities, except Bangalore.
Okay.
So therefore, early conclusions and hasty conclusions in politics, which is a long walk ahead, yeah. is a little risky. You may be right, you may not be right. But I'd say that I'd hold my comment to see
okay,
a more.
Okay, Ajoy, one thing that the Aam Aadmi Party has challenged old politics on. What do you think it is?
I think they've challenged the old politics on a whole range of issues.
But what's the most striking?
You know, and I think the most striking, of course, is that we've seen politics being conducted by looking at people in compartments. We've looked at caste, class analysis over the decades. Mm. But I think what is particularly invigorating for somebody like me, a cynical journalist, you know, covering elections over more than four decades, really.
Before Raghav was born.
Yeah, before. In fact, I was saying, and I was in fact just before when we were waiting, yeah, I was telling him that what brought me back, what the scenes in Delhi brought back memories of 1977. Hmm. When, you know, I wrote my first book, you know, on the emergency. And my last chapter was on these scenes. It was incredible. Hmm. Because everybody came out. You won't believe it. But the Imam's people and the RSS were dancing hand in hand in Jama Masjid. Hmm. It was just incredible. Because there was this huge, huge feeling of freedom.
But you know, when Modi won in 2014, right. There was also that sense that the BJP had gone well beyond its core constituency. In fact, I will tell you that in that campaign, all the young people I would meet were voting Modi and not Rahul Gandhi. Yeah. Those were the two choices then. So it's yeah. interesting that today you meet young people, at least in Delhi, yeah. at least all the ones so I met and they're voting.
Let's not just compare these two victories. The BJP won a majority. Very creditable. For the first time, it was incredible. This is 67 out of 70. Okay, so there's a huge. The BJP won 31% of the vote. This is 54% yeah. of the vote. So there are, you know, I mean, we should not make even statistical comparisons for it. And two contexts were different. But I think the most important thing was that here was a party which gave a promise. Which does not mean, Barkha, that our victory is going to be replicated across the country
yeah.
over the next few years.
Yeah.
I think that is absurd to suggest.
Okay, okay,
but there was a promise of that.
Hold that, because Surjeet, you wrote that it would be a mistake for the BJP to think that this victory should only be understood in the context of Delhi, and a mistake for the Aam Aadmi Party to think its meaning and its import lay beyond Delhi. Mm-hmm. As somebody who has been a consistent critic or skeptic of the Aam Aadmi Party, do you find that your mind changed at all after how they've run this campaign and this victory?
Large question. But let me first try and answer it in terms of your original question, which was about the youthful shift in the Aam Aadmi Party, which is absolutely recognizable, and where there's changed the rules of the game, etc. While I think there's no doubt that there has been a tremendous youthful shift, another demographic that is taking place and will take place as the years go by, and that part, the youth and the demographic shift and more women being in politics, etc., is a given.
Okay.
Where
it is of some, it is a matter of some disappointment that there are no women in this cabinet, and I want to talk to Sarita about that in a moment.
But that's,
no,
I think the cabinet.
But one must flag that.
But
one must flag that.
No,
for
at least I don't want to flag that.
One would have thought that there would be women in that in the first cabinet.
There are six cabinet members. I don't believe it, but I think the trend is massive for more women to be involved in politics and for more youth to be involved in politics.
Yes, absolutely.
Where I think this party is very, very old, if not ancient, is in its economic policies. That is the distinction that they need to worry about, in my view. That is to say that there aren't too many people, especially the young.
Why do you call it old?
Because
it's an old way of thinking.
This goes back to Karl Marx, if you will. That's old, which is the mid-19th century. You know, this whole idea and all of this nice little politically correct stuff is very, very ancient around the world.
But all the parties,
we want to wipe the last year.
Why are you singling them out? Manmohan Singh used to say it, Sonia Gandhi used to say it, Narendra Modi says it.
And I think I said on many of your programs that I found that somewhat objectionable. In the name of the poor, you come out with a policy in the name of the poor, and the poor are the last the poor are the last people to benefit from it. And I hope we get some time on why I base this. It's not on a random basis.
We will break down some of their policies. Yeah. But of course, Sujit has constantly pointed out the Bijli bills being halved, the free water instead of water for all. You know some of these arguments.
You see, I would say that I think it's a very wrong extrapolation to make that we are either affiliated or leaning towards Karl Marx and his type of politics, his type of economics. It's a very wrong extrapolation to make. As far as the promises of free water electricity are concerned, all of them come with a caveat. Mm. When we say free water, we say only up to 700 liters of water. That is the lifeline water. That is what the WHO norms state. When we talk about electricity, we talk about only 400 units of electricity, and the tariff of that electricity being slashed down by 50%. It is a well-targeted subsidy or a well-targeted measure only for a certain section of society.
But to his larger point, that economic ideas belong to another time.
You have to see our governance. We've been only in office for half a day. You have to see our governance. You have to evaluate after 5 years whether our policy is left of center.
Sujit, one line, and then I want to bring in Shakti Sinha and Ankit and everybody else. Yeah.
In that very same article, I hold out great hopes, if you will, from the Aam Aadmi Party being a lot more responsible than any of us thought. And part of that responsibility is that they will change some of these wonky ideas that they first had a year and a half ago. And I think that's one of the reasons that the Aam Aadmi Party not only won but had such a massive victory. People did not see in them that this was the same old Aam Aadmi Party that won in 2013, or that nearly won in 2013, and that, if you will, was wiped out in the 2014.
Okay, before we break down how many of their promises are viable, I want to bring in Sarita. She's one of the six women MLAs of the Aam Aadmi Party. Lekin Sarita, bahut disappointment logon ko lagi. Even Aam Aadmi Party supporters that I've been talking to, that there were no women. Aapko as a woman disappointment lagta hai?
Bilkul
nahi.
Last time we were three, now we are six. So the flag is on. And we don't believe in tokenism, we believe in working. So we'll work for 5 years and we'll work for that. We had talked about Mahila Suraksha, we are talking about women security, we had done women dialogue. So we had proved and we will prove in 5 years that what
but
we
But it's not about tokenism. Like, I actually like the idea that...
Tokenism ke liye theek nahi hai. Aap jab keh rahe the ke more women should have been there. That is tokenism.
I really
applaud the fact that the Aam Aadmi Party hasn't gone.
I can't remember that rape happened with a woman chief minister.
I have long held that this notion of putting women in charge of women and child, a minority.
Exactly.
It's good to see a man in charge of women and child. Yes, I fully support that.
Yeah.
But are you disappointed that there's no... I mean, an all-male cabinet seems like a very old-fashioned idea as well.
Of course not. We are very happy with the cabinet and we will move on with that cabinet. And it's just 2 days, 5 years are to go move on and you'll see many, many more things which will happen again.
Okay. Shakti Sinha, you said that many of these promises that the Aam Aadmi Party have made are simply not implementable because Delhi just doesn't have the money. You said that power subsidy is going to cost 1400 crores. It's going to be 10% of the expenditure budget. You said that the promise of CCTV cameras would cost an estimated 20,000 crores. When I put that to the Aam Aadmi Party, they did not actually accept that estimate. What for you is the most unimplementable promise that you've heard from the Aam Aadmi Party?
Singling out one is going to be very difficult. I think the whole approach, and I agree with Sujit Bhalla completely, the whole approach should move away from these very old ideas of freebies. I mean, if I was Aam Aadmi Party, I would switch. Okay, 70 points were important, fine, political parties have programs. Do what is feasible in the short term. Improve quality of governance. Let people feel more comfortable. Let government departments be more transparent and quicker.
But give an example of what you think is an outlandish idea.
Or an outlandish promise. I know I'll make people... I'll just take power. Simple thing. If today you make it 50% of the tariff, in other words, power tariffs in Delhi will go back to the level of 1998 or 96.
Mm.
Are you prepared to go back to the salaries of 1996, any of us? Answer is no.
Raghav, quick response. I want to open up the debate. Yeah.
First of all, we never say that we will reduce the electricity tariffs by 50%.
Oh, 0 to 400.
We have said that at the end of the day, the electricity expenditure of a household will come down by 50%. Now, how will we achieve that? One is the CAG audit of the electricity discoms,
that'll
the metering audit, the slab rate revision, the NCT of Delhi at this point buys electricity at an average cost of ₹7.5 per unit. Uttar Pradesh buys electricity at an average cost of ₹4 per unit. Why can't we buy cheaper electricity. So there are a multiple, plethora of things that the Aam Aadmi Party has thought about, where we issued white papers on this.
Subsidy
is a very short-term measure.
Before we get locked into the economics, Neera Chandok, what's the big political message? What I have found very interesting is that in the last week, leader after leader of the Aam Aadmi Party has said one consistent thing. We are not here to stop Modi, we are here to stop corruption. But the rest of the country, the opposition wants to foist on them the role to stop Modi.
Personally, I support the victory of AAP. But as a political theorist, I'm a little worried at the way Indian people are switching allegiances in such large numbers. Because democratically, it is not good for a legislature not to have an opposition. Now, this is not the first time this has happened in Indian history.
Yeah.
In the early 70s, when J.P. Narayan attacked the regime of Indira Gandhi, you should have seen the numbers of people who turned up at the boat club to hail him, or indeed in that January 30th meeting of 1977. They challenged the way people were doing politics, leaders were doing politics. The momentum did not sustain. Then in the recent past, hordes of people turned to Anna Hazare, then to Kejriwal, then to Narendra Modi, and back to Kejriwal.
So you're saying there's a public
impatience
which is kind of a little worrying.
This is a wave of discontent and also a wave of hope, which now has to be sustained by the party.
Very interesting point. Wave of discontent, but simultaneously a wave of hope. Nalin, quick response on the kind of statements you've heard from the Aam Aadmi Party on not being here to stop the BJP.
No, I think I won't comment. I think now that they won the election, we have to first give them time. And, prejudging whether they can implement or not is unfair. We need to give them time. My only thing would be that they need to live up to the expectations.
Ajoy, quickly, and then I want to come to Ankit and Bijinder here.
No, Barkha, you must realize that at a national level, one thing is Kejriwal's personality, and in 5 years' time, it is quite possible he would be the face who would be opposing Modi. That's at a practical level. But the promise of AAP is, as I've said, it's not necessarily what the AAP itself does. It has introduced a new paradigm in politics.
What is
the
new paradigm?
The new paradigm is simply
this. Define it.
The middle class youth, the middle class intelligentsia, has got involved big time in politics. But, what we are seeing today is a phenomenon which is going to grow.
The fact that I'm sitting
the
here.
Middle
the
class,
fact that Raghav is sitting
yeah, absolutely.
Here. Yeah.
The
yeah.
middle class, which had got kind of disconnected.
I think that's very interesting.
It's
I think that is the paradigm
process.
Shift.
Right.
I think,
Nalin,
even when you had young people backing the BJP in 2014, you didn't actually have them volunteering, taking part. Although I have somebody sitting here, Bijinder, where you raise your hand so that we can all see you. Bijinder is a very interesting story. He worked on the BJP campaign in 2014 and worked on the AAP campaign now in 2015. And we're going to talk to him in just a moment. But Nalin, quick response, and Ankit's been waiting to speak here.
Well, my point is only simple as this. That the other risk which comes, and this has been flagged even after the BJP victory, is that people, when they raise expectations, and you do, they want delivery too. So therefore, my focus is very clear. We need to wait for delivery either way. The central government will be judged for the delivery or the lack of it.
But Ajoy's point, I want to explore that.
I want to just elaborate my point quickly, Barkha.
One sentence, Ajoy,
it is not just delivery they're wanting. They themselves believe that it's a more participatory democracy. They themselves have a role to play in politics.
And I can see Neera disagreeing, but I just want to bring in Ankit. Okay, today age becomes relevant. So how old are you and what did you do before you ran the Aam Aadmi Party social media campaign?
I'm 30 and I'm engineer by education and was into ERP implementation and ERP is a sort of software. So you worked
and you gave up your job to do this full time?
3 years after job I met Arvin and then I moved to this.
And is this going to be a long time engagement with politics, a long term engagement, or was this just for the elections?
Full time till the elections, now it will be part time, no doubt. But of course, politics is something that needs to change. The way politics has been done in this country for past 30-35 years, it needs to be changed, and it will be changed by people like me and others sitting
here. And one of the interesting things that your social media campaign did was to appropriate what was meant to be a spoof on Arvind and make it your own. So Muffler Man, how many of you kind of liked the idea of Muffler Man? Raise your hand. Muffler Man. That's like, so it's a very youthful idea to just actually take a possible insult and make it your own. So what was the idea behind that?
Well, actually, it was a BJP who started it.
Okay. So you're saying that it borrowed from Narendra Modi's chai pe charcha. I'll come to you in a second.
Well, I won't say that. It was spontaneous, no doubt. Okay. It was started by volunteers. personally, I disagreed to starting this campaign.
You were against it? Okay. You thought it was too risky?
It was too risky. It was, Arvind was not Vipassana, so we didn't know how to approach it, and volunteers just started, and I was like, okay, what to do? But then when we went the fifth day of the campaign, everybody around, posters were pouring in from n number of countries across the across India, from n number of places across the world, and volunteers were just so enthusiastic about it.
And it was hashtagging all the time, Muffler Man, and there were these posters.
19 days. It trended, and for 12 days,
number one trend. Straight 19 days. That's
so
huge.
So my point, and I want to take this back to Surjit, there's something changing, and we're, and a lot of us don't have our finger on that pulse. Even this simple little example that, you know, everybody said, ye muffler kyun pehenta hai, that they appropriated that and made it their own, is a very, it's a very young, geeky thing to do.
If you want to really, as a historian, if you will, want to get at what changed and when,
yeah,
it was the Modi election.
Okay.
So I think it is very dangerous to say that what the AAP victory has done is to bring in new politics. The new politics was brought in by Narendra Modi.
Are they similar? Can I ask a provocative question? Are they similar in some ways? Are they similar in understanding the power of the image, the power of the media moment, the need for personal contact, but also mass contact? I'm seeing a similarity.
Identical twins separated at birth.
Ajoy's hand up in protest.
No, I totally don't agree. Just simply because the two personalities are so different. I mean, look at Modi.
Similar approach to politics.
But even approach to politics. The approach to politics of Modi is, I, yes, Mr. Narendra Modi, will do things for you. Kejriwal is exactly the opposite.
Exactly.
He says, me, I'm just your function. I'm just your function.
I want to ask the audience what happened in the Lok Sabha election. This was the same
I'll answer that.
This was the same we, and they thought they can rule India.
It's a good question. Raghav, then we'll take it. The arrogance of the BJP was only matched by the arrogance of the BJP. Once again, Neera, I know you're trying to get a point in Shakti Sena also. Raghav, quickly.
At the time of Lok Sabha 2014 elections, the Aam Aadmi Party at the national level was not a viable option. The only viable, visible option was the BJP. That was Mr. Modi.
But why did you guys think
no,
hold on.
I'll answer that. They made a mistake. You see, just to reflect upon what Madam said, you see, the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Congress are substitutes of one another. In every state, you see, sometimes the BJP is ruling, sometimes the Congress is ruling. When you have a political alternative, a viable, visible political alternative in the form of the Aam Aadmi Party, the people tend to move towards that alternative.
How many people here voted for the BJP in 2014 and voted for Arvind this time? Raise your hand if you voted the BJP.
Be courageous, raise your hand.
If you change your vote.
Okay, you voted. So, what happened? Is it that you wanted somebody else at the center and somebody else in Delhi? Or did you change your mind about the BJP?
No, I did change my mind. Basically, we found a party which was more approachable. They actually showed that they were willing to change. In 2014, we saw them making mistakes after mistakes, but then in 2015 we saw them more mature.
And why did you vote Modi then in 2014?
I mean, I would say I voted because of the anti-Congress thing.
The young people, if you want to look at what happened in this election, basically one, the Congress voter en masse, the Congress defector en masse went to the AAP.
Yeah.
In the 2014 election, 70-80% of the Congress voter went to the BJP.
Yeah.
The youth went en masse towards Modi. The youth went en masse towards the AAP now. And the appeal is the same, that they want to change the system.
Sarita, since you started as a student leader, do you believe that the grammar also shifted of politics somewhat in 2014? And I'm talking about the BJP campaign, like Surjit is saying, that there are some similarities. A lot of young people at that time were enthused by the BJP as well.
I'll specifically talk about my campaign in Ratashnagar when I contested.
Yeah.
And I went there as a woman and as a youth face.
Yeah.
And when I went there, the things were really different. The things were like changing the nature of politics. What we saw in politics? We saw initially that the person who is contesting the election has to spend the money. In my election, the things were completely opposite. People showered their blessings, people showered their money, people gave clothes. क्या ये तो अपनी बच्ची है, ये तो अपनी बहन है, ये तो अपनी बेटी है. The complete definition of politics changed.
So you're saying it ended the big money in politics, but Ankit, if you can tell me how, I'm sure you also had to spend big bucks on your social media campaign.
Well, interestingly, AP social media campaign is a zero budget campaign.
What do you mean zero
and
budget?
We are proud of it.
Zero budget.
Can you explain it? Can you explain this?
What do you mean zero budget?
It's no, no Facebook campaign, the Twitter campaign, the WhatsApp campaign, whatever we run, it's run by volunteers who aren't paid anything, and that it's run in organic
but
manner.
But for radio spots, for...
Of course, for radio spots, and
you have to pay.
That's
not
social media.
And for all over social media.
Okay, I'm assuming in 2014, you worked on the Chai Pe Charcha campaign, right?
Yes, sir, I worked on the campaign full-time for an entire year.
For the BJP.
For the BJP.
And then now you came to work for the...
Aam Aadmi Party. So
do you support both parties or do you support neither? I'm a bit confused.
I support kind of neither. So okay. there is no change of heart here. I still support Mr. Modi, and I believe he is delivering in the center. He will deliver in the center. There are certain fringe elements causing some. But my main reason for supporting AAP in this election was that AAP can add long-term value to Indian politics, and that is very important. The loss.
So you felt a merit in Mr. Modi at the center and the Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi.
So, for me, this election was independent of Mr. Modi.
Yeah.
So, secondly, AAP losing might have been a lost hope for the nation. And everybody makes mistakes. I have made mistakes. I am sure everyone here have made mistakes. Everybody gets second
chances.
Do you find
anything similar between Mr. Modi and Mr. Kejriwal?
Yeah, there are certainly some similarities.
So, or in the way the campaigns were run?
Yeah. So, in the way the campaigns were run, definitely, there are certainly similarities, there are differences as well on the personality side, but there are more similarities in the way the campaign was run and the way the audience's pulse was identified. The difference is in the personality side.
Okay, just one last point.
I think that for Indian political system in long term, both Mr. Modi and Kejriwal should and can coexist.
Very interesting. I think that's an interesting point, and I want to bring in Shakti Sinha here now. Many have seen this as an anti-Modi vote. Even Modi supporters have sounded the warning bells. But there are also a number of people, and in fact, I think the Aam Aadmi Party played into this quite smartly. They didn't make this campaign about a vote against Modi or vote for Modi, Shakti.
Which is why I was disagreeing with Ajay completely on that. The fact is that both of them are trying to break fixed identities. You're not voting en bloc, you're voting for a common future. So in that sense,
you see a similarity.
Yeah, but to go back to one more thing, we are seeing this as a grammar and politics change. What about the AGP victory in Assam? It was all young people. Average of the cabinet was 30. There was no professional politician there. What happened to them? So it's not that this is the first time it's happened in Indian politics. I hope it changes in Indian politics. I do hope it changes it. But in that sense, one should dream too much into the
negative. I just want to cover
a similar point.
Yeah.
Remove the BJP.
Your questions, please raise your hand.
Remove the BJP,
yeah.
Remove the AAP or anyone else. The youth has played a massive role in many elections. The AGP was at a state level. I mean, if you look at JP movement, you look at 77, all of it. What is important is we've also seen the disintegration of all what happened, and we saw the whole coalition politics era. Because what is now important is delivery. Now, I'm not saying AAP won't deliver. I'm saying that is their responsibility for Delhi. What is eventually important is a secure future. That's really what the vote is for.
If the voter is getting more and more restless, it actually means that the restlessness with Narendra Modi's government could also be the same restlessness that the Aam Aadmi Party has to confront sooner rather than later. So, is this personality-oriented politics, the sort of messaging of politics, as a really well-told story? Because I do think that is why now Rahul Gandhi doesn't even come up in discussion, because the Congress simply doesn't know how to even tell a story. Do you believe that the danger to that is that it encourages this constant, instant Maggie noodle kind of judgment on politicians?
I was going to make exactly this point. I'd ask the young people here to reflect on two issues. One is personalization of politics good for a democracy? Right? You know, India.
Raise your hand if you think it's good. Raise your hand if you think personality-driven politics is good. I'm seeing only one hand go up. This is really ironical because both the last victories have had strong personalities at the center.
Now, you see, India's problems are too complex.
Yeah.
for one man, and it's always a man, in a shining armor coming and solving it, it's not going to happen. It needs collective energy. Now, I know AAP has tapped collective imaginations of young people. I was very happy to see the number of young people and collective energies. But unless the party takes trouble, and this is in the nature of a friendly suggestion over somebody who has dealt in political science all her life, unless you do something about organizing your party, you're going to have the personalization of politics. You see, as of now, you have about a lack of membership, right? There, and again, everything Arvind. Secondly, and I just make the last point.
The Aam Aadmi Party fought this Delhi election not just based on Mr. Kejriwal's projection, but also on a concrete plan. All of us must concede that the past 3 months. No, hold on. No, we'll talk about that. The point is, I'll answer that. I can give you the mathematics, the economic prudence of each of those promises. The fact is that the Aam Aadmi Party for 3 consecutive months ran a vigorous campaign called the Delhi Dialogue. We chalked out a roadmap for Delhi, and it was a very participatory form of making the manifesto. We went to the people. We went to the RWS. No, we'll talk about that. But all I'm trying to say is that it is not just projection. I fundamentally believe elections are fought on 3 things. Person, performance, and plan. We gave a plan. There was a 49-day performance, and we have a person in the
okay,
performance.
Okay, I want to get Sujit and Ajoy in, but a question here. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we were talking about personality-driven politics. So my question is to Nalin, sir, that during the whole course of promotion for BJP in Delhi, the focus was more on Modi, whereas, Kiran Bedi being a misty figure somewhere beside. So does BJP now realize that the interest of voters is now steadily growing towards the quality of the product rather than the brand label attached to it?
No, well, I think... Okay. First of all, I don't. Yeah. I try not to look at politics with marketing because, we try to look at it brand and all. India is far too complex for that. At least my experience has told me so. The second part is that, yes, you're right, because Mr. Modi has also been our best vote getter. Mm-hmm. I pointed out at the beginning, we have more or less held on to our vote.
Narendra Modi's popularity ratings were consistently found to be higher than the party. In the Aam Aadmi Party's case, the Aam Aadmi Party was able to present itself as an idea in itself. But also with an idea.
Fair enough.
In BJP's case, the idea was an old idea. It was Modi who tried to reinvent the party.
Whatever it may be, first of all, it is a conclusive defeat. There will be multiple factors that will be there. And that's exactly what we have to get. The BJP, as I'm saying, we are not walking away from this defeat, nor are we denying them their defeat.
Can I bring in Surjeet?
We simply have to get our act together. That's all.
Surjeet, your disagreements with the AAP's economic policies are well known. Beyond the Bijli Pani debate, which will carry on, what worries you the most about their ability to deliver?
Actually, I'm not worried. And the reason I'm not worried is the kind of mandate that they have achieved. With that large mandate comes a responsibility.
Yeah.
You can no longer play David. They are now the Goliath.
And that's what happened to Modi too.
And that's what happened to Modi.
He played the David in 2014.
That is the beauty. So I think, in terms of the economic policies, it's just, you say it's well known.
But it's really
on water. It's really reverse Robin Hood. Because of the very nature of water, is a very inelastic demand. That is, rich people do not necessarily, unless they have large gardens, don't use more water to take a bath and not. Let me just finish and then you can come in as much as you want.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that the demand for water, the usage of water varies by family size because it's by household. More members in the household.
Your argument has been that poorer households have greater numbers and therefore
are not benefiting from this. And just give you one number, basically the entire subsidy goes to the households with less than 4 people, and the entire, which is about 300 crores, and about 700 crores is a tax on the poor people and the large families.
Okay, we have to move it along, so Raghav, quick response.
Why would you come up with something like
that? On the perception, even by those, and I've seen this, I was doing a town hall with Arvind, and there were people who came to ask questions. They said, we support you, Arvind, but your policies are too populist. Now, as there is greater political awareness among people, people are able to recognize a freebie for a freebie. I'm not saying the Aam Aadmi Party is the only party guilty of it, but I'm saying if it's new politics, it should also be more risk-taking.
You pick up our manifesto and try and explain to me what is a freebie. I mean, the World Health Organization says that 150 liters per head per day.
That's the basic.
No. It's not. So it is the duty of the state to provide free oxygen, free water up to a certain limit, free electricity up to a certain limit to their citizens. I mean, it's the responsibility of the state.
If Raghav is going to take 20,000 crores, if it's going to take 20,000 crores to put the CCTV cameras,
I'll give you the numbers. First of all, in our manifesto, we have not given a number on the
but
number.
But in the speeches,
of,
no, you have.
Hold on. Even if you were to take one of the speeches, let's say 15 lakh cameras, right? That's the figure that Mr. Kejriwal once quoted. Mr. Somnath Bharti, in his constituency, installed CCTV cameras. As per the rat rate of the NCT of Delhi, each camera costed him about 4,000 odd rupees.
So you don't agree with the estimate?
No. You take an outlandish figure of, say, 5,000 rupees. 5,000 rupees into 15 lakh CCTV cameras will cost you about 650-700 odd crores.
Quick response.
Is 700 odd crores out of a 40,000 annual budget
these are your figures.
My figures are very clear. This is based on actual purchase prices. Mr. Somnath Bharti's prices, I do not know.
It's private. I don't know his private rate.
But your estimate is 20,000 crores.
Absolutely. And I'm more worried about who's going to watch what is coming on the camera.
There are 15 lakh people
to sit and watch cameras.
That's a very good point. You see, in Moscow is the best example of how CCTV cameras are installed. In Moscow, there are software and algorithms watching, looking for irregular activity.
Okay, I have to start going into a break.
If we can move away from this water debate and electricity debates and CCTV debates.
But these are important debates.
But these will reveal themselves as we go along. I think she made a point which is interesting, and this is a major challenge. We must remember that ARP is work in progress. And although it is very, very nice to have a Shivji ki Barat, as Arvind said, and this whole sort of range of different people is very nice. But they have to worry actually about party organization, how to organize themselves.
Yeah.
This is a movement which is now turned into an election mobilization machinery. But you know, you have to move ahead.
Okay.
So I think she's perfectly correct.
Okay.
Undid the Janta experiment. You have to understand. They were a part of the JP movement. They undid the Janta experiment.
And I will want to ask Raghav about what Digvijay Singh has said this morning, saying that, and I wonder if Nalin would agree that RSS mobilized. And we do know that Baba Ramdev was sharing the stage with Anna Hazare at one point, that there was initial RSS support when this wasn't a political party.
You see, at the time of the Andolan, people from different ideologies, different walks of life.
Yes, I think the point being made is
Baba Ramdev was on the stage.
Now
Ms.
what do you do?
Was okay. on the stage. Mr.
Okay,
Kejriwal was on the stage.
Have you emulated yourself for Arvind Kejriwal? Muffler Man Part 2. Okay, what's your question?
I'm a Modi supporter.
Okay.
Tomorrow, if I take a crossing, don't say I'm Kejriwal supporter.
Okay, fair enough. Your question.
I'm a doctor, and the thing is, most of the poor people are pushed into the poverty because of the high out of pocket expenditure. So, wouldn't you rather worry about poor health rather than CCTV camera? No, please let me complete my question. Because 6 months later, you will be judged on how many CCTV cameras you have installed rather than how many hospitals you have opened. Because you made it your prime campaign. Now, my worry is with focus away from healthcare, which actually...
Let me respond because I've got to go into a break.
The idea of Wi-Fi and water is probably one of the most catchy ideas, or what is... I think it's discussed a lot about in the media. But as far as the healthcare question is concerned, Aam Aadmi Party has laid down an excellent program for healthcare. We've talked about how we will open 900 new primary health centers, how we will increase the hospital bed to population ratio, how we will add 30,000 new hospital beds.
Can I get Ankit on Ajoy's question? How do you organize yourself? When you were running the social media campaign, we see, and the BJP's had to deal with this as well, we see a lot of abuse, a lot of outlandish ideas on Twitter. We see crazy people who, on behalf of parties, making their own point. Now that you're an organized political party and not just a movement, will you still say, oh, anybody who wants to come with us can come with us? Or does there have to be an ideological...
No political party can be close to people coming in.
Yes.
However, when we say that ticket distribution is going on or certain posts are being distributed, at that point we need very strong checks on who the person is and what is his background.
Okay.
At that point.
Okay, I've got to take a break. One question.
I work for Aam Aadmi Party and I was part of the Delhi Dialogue's health component. So I can dispel your myth that we have laid emphasis on the health component adequately, and we've.
But maybe you can answer my question about where the money is going to come from.
Where the money is coming? It's been looked into the entire budgetary allocation, the entire finance, the economics. It has been worked upon in meetings after meetings.
Do you see your economics, since you worked on the economics, do you see your economics as leaning left of center?
No, I don't see that. We are very realist and we are very subtle and we're very organized and responsible. So, I mean, everything has been looked into, and I can completely say with one sentence
There is a 40,000 crore annual budget of Delhi. We have done the math. Now, just to quickly answer to what Mr. Bhalla said, if we are saying that 700 liters per family, per day, per head is what we are giving as free, but if you consume 701 liters, you have to pay for the entire amount at a higher price.
Yeah.
There is a cross-subsidy model. We have done the
most stupid part.
That is the
most stupid part of the
After the break, I'm going to jump in the economics.
Okay, sadly.
That is the most stupid part of the whole economics.
This is the cross-subsidy model. So we have done that.
Okay. I've got to take a break. Raghav and Surjeet, I've got to take a break. When we come back, sadly, time for only last comments. We'll take a couple more audience questions when we're coming back in a moment from now on We the People. On We the People, has the Aam Aadmi Party changed the old rules of politics? And what is the newest idea that the party brings? Before we take brief last comments from our panel, 2-3 questions. Yes.
Yeah, my point is one factor which very few people seem to have considered, even being a staunch BJP supporter, I'm glad that the AAP has come into power this time, because I feel the way Delhi is governed with multiplicity of authorities and Delhi government having so little control and central government, the Delhi government and the central government should never be ruled by the same party, otherwise things will never move forward.
Okay, that's an interesting point, and I've also met people who are worried about the monopoly of power. They don't want any one person or party to get too powerful. People have actually said that to me. Yes.
How much did the BJP spend on its Delhi campaign? And that's to point out the difference between Aam Aadmi Party's budget and BJP budget.
And what does that prove, though?
It proves the scale and source of funding has been fundamentally shifted by Aam Aadmi Party.
Okay. I'm just concerned, how is AAP going to deliver on this women's security, because they don't have the police under them, they don't have full state.
You want to ask that?
Yes. One major thing that concerns me is, what is the AAP going to do for communal harmony? Last few days, we've been observing that there were frequent attacks on churches, also on a school. So, yeah, I know. Yes, exactly.
Okay. I'm going to start taking last comments as we work our way through the audience. Shakti Sinha, I'll start with you. Biggest takeaway from this verdict?
Maybe a takeaway from the verdict?
Yes.
The fact is that, as rightly said by Neeraj, there's a lot of hope, lots of frustration in the people, and lots of hope at the same time. And therefore, political parties now have a very short window, an extremely short window into delivering. Raising expectations is fine.
30 seconds. Your last thoughts. Your
last thought is that 67 seat that we got, the 67 seat, that's a hope and that's a responsibility and it's a commitment and it's a promise that we will do that in 5 years. There's no compromise in our ideology and the manifesto. That
okay, so Surjeet, one of the interesting observations, because to the question on communal violence, is that the Aam Aadmi Party dealt with the secularism issue much more smartly than the Congress. It didn't tom-tom it too much, but yet it emerged as an alternative. Do you believe there's a shift there somewhere? Quickly, last thoughts.
No, I think the BJP will have to address the social disharmony reasons. For which it lost, I think, a large part of the electorate. And I want to end my, if you will, participation with a question to AAP, and we were talking about personalities, etc. I, for one, as a political scientist or observer, am amazed as to how nobody, especially from the AAP, talks about the four MPs from Punjab who were the only guys who won for AAP in the national election. What happened to that?
Okay, they're still there, right?
Well, of course, all of them have been camping in the gallows and Delhi all throughout.
Okay, yeah. Nalin, two.
Bhagwant Mann campaigned much more than Arvind, I would say.
Okay, Nalin, last thoughts. What does the BJP have to learn?
No, we have many things to learn. And we'll get our act together. There's no doubt about it. My only point is, as I said earlier, I'm flagging up with power. Great power comes great responsibility. I just hope we do not have 5 years of excuses. They should work on what it is. I wish them genuinely well, because I'm a resident of the city and I'm not in conflict with any government that comes. But I'd like to see them deliver, not find excuses. Someday on this, someday on that.
Okay, as we get last comments, these three young men sitting next to me, and we keep talking about youthful politics. Actually, you saw flash mobs of Aam Aadmi Party across town. You saw the Pansal Kejriwal jingle. They're the ones behind it. They're the ones who choreographed it. How did you come up with the idea, all three of you?
Actually, Anand came up with the idea.
Dance for Democracy.
Yes, I was like a student of Shyamak Davar Institute. So, I said, campaign ke bahut sare tareeke hain. We had like music, nukkad natak hote hain. So why not dance? So when we came up with this idea, तो आज जो कैंपेन कमेटी है आम आदमी पार्टी का, वो कहते डांस के थ्रू वोट, उनके बड़ा आइडिया वियर्ड सा लगा. मैंने कहा डोंट वरी, मैं वोट ला के दिखाऊंगा. तो मैंने जब वी हैव डन लाइक हम लोगों से कॉन्टैक्ट किया, पोस्ट डाला फेसबुक पे, तो लॉट्स ऑफ पीपल लाइक,
सो यंग पीपल, यू थिंक कनेक्ट?
यस ऑफ कोर्स, दे कनेक्टेड लाइक एनीथिंग. इन 40 डेज वी डिड मोर देन 200 फ्लैश मॉब्स, एंड देन देयर वाज अ टाइम व्हेन बीजेपी सपोर्टर्स वर सेइंग दैट वी आर पेड वॉलंटियर्स. सो वी केम अप विद अ कांसेप्ट दैट आफ्टर अ फ्लैश मॉब वी यूज्ड टू होल्ड अ माइक एंड वी यूज्ड टू कम्युनिकेट विद द पीपल. एंड एज अ मैटर ऑफ फैक्ट वी फाउंड मोदी सपोर्टर्स एज वेल, बट व्हेन वी गेट इनटू द कन्वर्सेशन विद देम, दे वर क्वाइट वेरी
कंफ्यूज्ड. सो दे वर डांसिंग, बट
दे वर डांसिंग एंड दे वेंट बैक विद अ कैप ऑन देयर हेड दैट सेज पास आर केजरीवाल. ओके,
Congratulations for the BJP.
Are you part of this dance troupe?
Recently we heard that the party president of the BJP said that the promise of those 15 lakh rupees was a chunavi.
Okay, black money is a whole different topic. I want to ask these two dancers here. Do you see this as a new kind of politics? What do both of you do? Are you students?
No, I'm a professional. I'm into education sector.
And I have to ask, how old are you?
I'm 26.
I'm 25. I left the job. I work with a telecommunication company. I left the job just for Aam Aadmi Party because of...
And are you going to stay in politics full time?
No. I will support Aam Aadmi Party, but I will not be activated.
Okay. Keeping Aam Aadmi Party aside, being a voter of Delhi, what I believe, what made Aam Aadmi Party win is that they were able to connect with us. They were able to understand us much better. And as a matter of fact, they just don't win the election. They were with a big mandate of 67 seats.
Yeah.
And the fact is, we gave the 67 seats because we believe they will make mistakes and they will correct them.
Okay, really, literally 30 seconds to Ajoy and Neera. I've got no time.
Yeah,
left.
You know, Barka, we're talking about how the AAP will respond to this victory.
Yeah.
But I think I'm more interested, and I'll watch how the country responds to this victory.
Okay.
Something huge has happened, and it really depends on how the nation responds.
Neera, quickly.
Let them expand their agenda by doing two things. Regenerating the primary health sector to provide health care to the to Delhiites.
Yeah.
And regenerating government schools. Absolutely. So that children can get educated.
Okay, Raghav, one sentence in, then got to close this.
It's a victory of affordable politics. It's a victory of volunteerism. People like, them are the real mascots of this victory. We bow down to them. We bow down to the people of Delhi. And we will fulfill each and every promise.
Okay, we will leave it there with the disclaimer, Raghav, that the real test actually begins now. So your personal battle begins now. But it is a very interesting moment in politics, and one that a lot of parties, including the Aam Aadmi Party, needs to draw lessons from. Thank you very much for joining us.